Until this week, the 9/11 Commission had been a model of bipartisan truth-seeking. Not perfect, but for the most part, a rare and inspiringly earnest attempt to discover the facts about the cataclysmic event that has transformed our world. But here in our front yard, something went terribly wrong in the 2 days of hearings. It began on Tuesday, when Commissioner John Layman tore into the city officials who directed the 9/11 rescues. Here is his now infamous question and part of the response by former Fire Commissioner Thomas Von Essen.
I think that the command and control and communications of this city's public service is a scandal.
I would ask the audience, yeah, just taking time away from the hearing when you do that. Yeah. So please do not.
It's not worthy of the Boy Scouts, let alone this great city.
There's nothing scandalous about the way New York City handles its emergencies. You make it sound like everything was wrong about September 11th or the way we function. I think it's outrageous that you make a statement like that.
Whatever shortcomings police and fire officials were guilty of during the crisis of their lives, the scandal is not how they responded, but the way Layman questioned them. He should be ashamed. But then the commission erred just as grievously in the other direction. Wednesday's session was marked by softball questioning of former Mayor Giuliani. 9/11 Commissioner Jamie Gorelick expressed regrets about that on my call-in show yesterday.
Well, even though we had the facts and understood from our staff work what had happened during the tenure of Mayor Giuliani that might have contributed to some of the problems on the day of 9/11, we didn't do as effective a job as I would have liked in asking the hard questions in the hearing itself.
One reason for the fawning treatment?
He gave a marvelous opening presentation. It was very evocative of the day and of the leadership that he showed on the day of 9/11 and in the period thereafter. And in the moment, in the hearing room, I think people were struck by that leadership quality.
Among the topics Gorelick wishes they had pursued more vigorously, Giuliani's role in allowing police and fire department turf battles to fester, so much so they never deployed the radios that might have worked on 9/11. That might be a real scandal. Taken together, the 2 days of hearings can only be described as schizophrenic, embarrassingly timid toward the man in charge, maniacally hostile to his top appointees. Personally, I still have high hopes for the commission's final report. After watching most of their public work and interviewing four of the commissioners, I think they have the potential to set a modern standard for bipartisanship and truth in government in an era of polarization and lies. But we learned this week that even these commissioners have careers to build and reputations to protect. Let's hope their 2 days in New York were their darkest hours.